on Superior right now, there's communities called Superior Village. It's roughly about 1,000 homes, so we'll be doing them. And you get outside of Duluth, you have Proctor, Hermantown. There's smaller communities and stuff that we're actually going to be working on. So it nothing's too small, nothing's too big. So
how successful are you in those towns? How many people sign up with you?
We're really good. Yeah, and it a lot of it is about quality. Doing things right. I'm going to cuss a little bit, but my thing is if you go into a community and you piss off the city and you piss off the residents, you don't get customers, right? So you got to build it, make sure everybody stays calm, get through it, do what you say you're going to do. And we've had really good, you know, luck with that. I shouldn't say luck, but it's been phenomenal. I've been here since the company started in 2007, and oh my Lord, you know, we were 9,000 customers, and now we are, oh, I lost track, 80-some thousand, so, okay. But it's a good network. Fiber is the way to go. Mm-hmm. Everybody, there's 20,000 different ways in the world you could do fiber, but there's only one good way to do customer service, right? So if you can have a fiber network, but if your customer service sucks on the other end, you're not going to get people.
No.
So, and we are an Iowa company. So we're right there in Cedar Rapids, because we're already talking that we would expand our crew out of Iowa City. So we're like 45 minutes away. So.
Well, there's not going to be an option after too much longer. But MediaComs and the CenturyLinks, they're going to be obsolete. I know that just from doing access controls and everything.
Mm-hmm.
It's all moving to fiber, so Bluegrass is going to have to update.
Yeah, the CenturyLink split became Lumen and CenturyLink, so you got your copper and your fiber. Lumen sucks because my daughter is an engineer for Lumen, so Thanksgiving's fun. But MediaCom is fiber to lower their cascade. I used to work for Cox Cable back in the 80s, and it was like 7 cascade, and they're trying to get down to node plus 1 in cascade, or node plus 1. In 97, we were node plus 0.
I don't know.
Well, it's the amount of active you put in your system, and every time you add an active, you add noise. So that's why you'll see like hum bars and all this other stuff out there. Now it's pixelating on your MediaCom and stuff. Well, fiber doesn't do that. So we say whatever you get or whatever you want, you get. So if you want 50 meg or you want 100 meg, it's going to be there. But a lot of people need to understand too, just because you ask for 500 meg at your house doesn't mean your computer can handle it. So you have to be mindful of what you have. You know, you don't want to oversubscribe on something if you can't use it. So.
Any other questions? What's the next steps?
Just the you just wanted a consensus to
get
to make sure the council's in favor of moving forward?
Yeah. What I'd like to do is if it's possible, we could actually mail out to the residents. You have a newsletter. If we could do something in the newsletter, we could see what the interest is for the area. You might find out that 70% of the people are okay with what they've got. But we'd like to check that out, and then we'd like HR Green to come in and run it through Smarty and design everything out. And then I would like to work with you guys, if this is all a go, where we would put that hub site. Because it would be, most likely, it'd be inside the city limits of Bluegrass. So.
Well, I think we should at least wait till the next meeting, because we had somebody else come in a few months ago, and they said all the right things, too.
Yeah, no, right. I get it.
Where are they at, right?
I suck at public speaking, so you know.
They never came back.
Nope.
Well,
we invited them back, too.
Well, you're not gonna limit it to just one. I mean, if you get three companies come in here, then you got three companies, it's more options.
If he wants to do the legwork to see what interests are. And we have a monthly publication just came out, it comes out once a month, it's a city publication.
Okay.
Called The Bugle.
Okay.
And it's cheap to advertise in. You can get them right over at the grocery store if you wanna grab one there before you leave town, or if you got any.
Yeah, I got some here, and the gentleman's wife is great. He'll give you the information.
I mean, obviously, these guys are gonna do their homework, and they're gonna wanna come into town if it ain't gonna.
I know the guy didn't show up, I didn't know he, I thought.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I didn't know the other person, we were invited to come back and they haven't got back to us.
No.
Oh, okay, alright.
No.
Yeah, and for me, I just need to be clear that it doesn't mean we're coming or anything like that. We've gotta put everything together, it's gotta make sense, right? So, it's just that, and next week, I actually have council in Buffalo. So we're looking at doing the same thing in Buffalo.
So if you put that hub on Bluegrass property, like City Hall will get their internet free?
Well, we can work it out. There's been other communities, let's see, Fort Madison. We actually got a piece of land from them that was unusable. Same with Comanche. I can't remember exactly how much we gave them and stuff, but it just worked out that we were able to feed internet to the police station, which was tied to all their buildings for their internet. So it's another bill that you don't have.
Yeah.
Right? So you don't have to pay MediaCom. We can do internet. We can't do phones because they're highly regulated. So we can't do like free phones on it.
I have a fiber phone in my office.
But internet is on.
But my phone was running through my fiber. I had to pay to get, well, he actually bought it for me, fiber down to my office.
Well, so I'm saying if we get an agreement with the city for providing their internet for a spot of land, we can't do phones because phones are so highly regulated and they change. We just leave them off the contract. So, yeah, it gets tricky when you get into the phone system. We try to keep it as clean as possible. Internet's a no-brainer.
But are you saying, Matt, for your phones, for your business, you had something? Can you help me with that?
Yeah. Well, I did. It cost.
Yeah.
I don't even know if it's worth it. Most people don't even have a home phone.
Right.
No, but cities and businesses and everything, they still have landlines, call services and stuff like that. So we can do phone service. I'm just saying it can't be a swap of services. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So, but we can definitely do, we've done hosted solutions and stuff and everything for a lot of businesses.
I would say get some information.
Okay.
Work with Ann and our city clerk.
Yep. I'd like to do that because I'll probably have Cindy, who is our VP of marketing, reach out to you then, Ann.
Okay.
See about putting something in the Bluegrass Bugle.
All right.
And then we take the next step. Engineering comes into town. PD. I'm gonna let this guy know that they're coming in. They'll have trucks that their vehicles that say HR Green, but it also say partnering with IMON. And they'll be coming in and laying everything out. So they may be in backyards, right? Working in the easements and stuff like that. But we're gonna let you know when they're in town. So if you get any questions, then once all that's laid out, the costing goes together, I may come back to another city council meeting. Let you know if you guys want, I can do progress or something, work with Ann. And like I said, I don't think it would happen until 27 because you have a lot of steps that you've got to get in place. So, and right now materials are crazy on ordering. Everything's getting backed up it's just nuts right now.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah. Move forward.
Work with us and communicate with Ann and then get some numbers that are for us. That'd be great.
Well, like I said, it'll be no cost to the city. You just put up with us while we build through a season and stuff like that. So.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Next item is Finance Committee. Finance Committee recommendations reference renewal, insurance renewal 4/1/26 to 4/1/27.
Do you want to report that?
The Finance Committee met in our finance meeting and we went over the insurance renewal for with Porter Insurance Agency, and it was the Finance Committee's recommendation that we go with Porter Insurance, who we've had for, I believe it's been the last 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we've seen this kid grow up, actually. So so that was the Finance Committee's recommendation. That being said, item number 7 is Porter Insurance reference renewal 4/1/2026 to 4/1/2027. Seth Porter of Porter Insurance is here, and I think he is dying to talk to us. Jump right up there, Sethy.
All right. Well, my name is Seth Porter, Porter Insurance, as the mayor introduced me.
I already gave it.
I know this insurance topic is a lot like Christmas morning to everybody, right? So we can really dig into this. Ann forwarded you an email I sent her, I think Friday, but I got this handout for you so you can take it home and read it at lunch. So at any rate, as the mayor said, we've represented the city for probably over 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been fortunate enough to act as the agent for over 10 years, probably closer to 15. In Iowa, there's principally three different insurance programs for municipalities our size. Our favorite program is the IMU program with EMC. There's another program with Continental Western, and there's another program that's more of a pooling arrangement. But the two main perks of the EMC program are, one, is fully insured, it's not accessible. So if the program has a bunch of losses in a year like it did in a derecho year, they can increase our premiums in subsequent years, but they can't assess us for the current year, okay? Probably the strength of the program is that EMC's profits by contract are capped at 5%, and profit excess of 5% gets kicked back to the city, okay? The strength of the program is highlighted by the last 2 years. So this year we received a dividend check of over 10% of our premium, but almost $9,000. And last year it was almost $11,000, okay? So it wasn't too many years ago that those dividends were zero, right? Those were tough years, okay? A lot of storm years, okay? Fortunately, we're out of that. The unfortunate part of that is inflation and storm losses have taken its toll. And our premium is now up to about $90,000. Okay. Let me back up a little bit. The three-year claim summary is on the first page, below the first page of your handout there. If I could say a city is well-run by looking at their claim history, which you usually can, Bluegrass does a heck of a job. Okay. Almost all of our claims are our first responders doing what they do best, right? Arresting criminals and firefighters take care of problems, okay? We had a work comp claim this year. One of the few that I can remember involving a firefighter was minor, taken care of, okay? We had a few vehicle claims last year. I think all of them involved police vehicles, okay? Understandable with what police do, okay? So we don't have systemic problems with work comp. We don't have systemic problems with other areas that a lot of municipalities do. So that's a credit to the city and how well it's run. The renewal premium is about 7.5% greater than the current term ending April 1st of 26. About 30% of that change is due to the volunteer firefighter payroll. EMC, across the hundreds of municipalities it insures, had increased that standard expense from $300 of payroll per volunteer firefighter to $500, okay? And that carried about an additional $2,000 expense. They're doing that just because the average volunteer firefighter loss is $30,000. It's grown considerably, okay? And about 20% of the change is due to law enforcement liability. We all know the society that we live in, and they are increasingly hard on law enforcement. So, fortunately, the systemic problems of property seemed to be out of the way, and the program is stabilized, which I would expect more stable premiums going forward and probably large dividends going forward as well. So